Chapter 8. A Young Blind Whiz on Computers by Tom Pensinger from the Wall Street Journal.
Sometimes a perceived disability turns out to be an asset on the job. Though he is only 18 years old and blind, Suleyman Gökyiğit is among the top computer technicians and programmers at Intellidata Technologies Corp., a large software company with several offices across the United States. After a merger last October, two disparate computer networks were driving us crazy, recalls Douglas Braun, an Intellidata vice president. We couldn't even send email to each other. In 3 weeks, Mr. Gökyiğit, a University of Toledo sophomore who works part-time at Intellidata's office in the city, created the software needed to integrate the two networks. None of the company's 350 other employees could have done the job in 3 months, says Mr. Braun. Suleyman can literally see into the heart of the computer. Mr. Gökyiğit's gift, as Mr. Braun calls it, is an unusual ability to conceptualize the innards of a machine. The computer permits me to reach out into the world and do almost anything I want to do, says Mr. Gökyiğit, who is a computer science engineering major with straight A's. Like most blind people who work with computers, Mr. Gökyiğit uses a voice synthesizer that reads the video display on his monitor in a mechanical voice. Devices that produce braille screen displays are also available, but Mr. Gökyiğit says they waste time. Instead, he depends on memory. Turning the synthesizer to top speed, he remembers almost everything he hears, at least until a project is completed. While the synthesizer talks, Mr. Gökyiğit mentally maps the computer screen with numbered coordinates, such as 3 across, 2 down, and memorizes the location of each icon on the grid so he can call up files with his mouse. The young programmer is also at home with hardware, thanks partly to a highly developed sense of touch. Mitzi Nowakowski, an office manager at Intellidata, recalls how he easily disconnected and reconnected their computer systems during a move last year. Through feel, Suleyman can locate connectors, pins, and wires much faster than most other people with sight, she says. Mr. Gökyiğit was born in Turkey, where at age 2 he developed an eye condition that left him blind. His parents brought him to the Mayo Clinic in the U.S., but nothing could be done. His doctors kept emphasizing, "Never shelter him or pity him," recalls his father Hassan. Today, Mr. Gökyiğit's co-workers call him Suleyman the Magnificent, after the 16th century Turkish sultan who greatly expanded the Ottoman Empire. Several months ago, on a trip to San Francisco, Mr. Braun had difficulty accessing the company's mainframe using his laptop. He needed specific numbers to get into 4 Intellidata files. Instead of asking someone to manually search a thick logbook of computer addresses, he called Mr. Gökyiğit, who had committed the logbook to memory, and produced the proper numbers in 10 seconds, Mr. Braun says. Much of the student programmer's speed comes from his ability to block out distractions while at the computer. When typing, he listens intently to the synthesizer. His long, thin fingers fly over the keyboard. Nothing seems to shake his concentration, says Ms. Nowakowski, his immediate boss. Mr. Gökyiğit is the only company employee on call 24 hours a day. We consider him our top troubleshooter, says Mr. Braun.